Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Horace Silver and the Quintet on 88.5 KPLU and streaming online at kplu.org. Song for My Father from the hit record of the mid-60s. And we heard Frank Sinatra, the chairman of the board, let off the hour. Come Fly With Me. My name's Abe Beeson, and look out, kids in the hall. We got special guest DJ Eli Moffitt, drummer from North Thurston High School down in Olympia. Eli, great to have you here today.
Thank you, Abe.
Tell us about some of the songs you picked here. You led off with Frank Sinatra, Come Fly With Me, man.
Yeah,
that's powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to kick the whole list off with that song, because it's just such a happy tune and stuff. And it's really energetic and stuff. It's just, I mean, I don't know. It's just, I mean, I really like the song because it's just, especially that whole, like, horn section or whatever, where they're just hard-hitting away at that stuff. It's just awesome. I just wanted to start this whole list off with that.
Fantastic. Yeah. And, of course, one of the catchiest songs in the history of the world, Song for My Father.
Song for My Father.
That's a great one, too.
It is a good song.
Now, tell me a little bit about your musical history. When did you first start playing drums?
You know, when I first started playing drums, I started playing drums not too long ago. I started picking it up, like, seventh grade at all. I self-taught myself.
Mm-hmm.
I self-taught myself, and I didn't start off with jazz. I mainly just played, like, rock and stuff. I was introduced to, like, Rush and stuff. I love Neil Peart and stuff. And that's my history with the drums and stuff. I got better as it gone on. And I joined my high school jazz band freshman year and stuff. And that was, you know, my first introduction to real jazz. And so, like, bebop and stuff, all this great big band stuff, like Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Clifford Brown, Max Roach, all those greats and stuff. And then it just went off from there, and I just started listening to more and more jazz music and stuff. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Up next, we've got one of my favorites, another classic from the mid-60s. And we're going to talk later about how you find all this music and how you came to appreciate some of the older stuff, too.
Yeah.
But we got trumpeter Lee Morgan up next with his quintet. And you'll hear Hank Mobley on saxophone and Herbie Hancock at the piano. Some wonderful stuff here.
He's just doing, you know, the thing is, he usually just plays some these crazy runs during all these during most of his songs and stuff, but this one is very different because he's playing very simple, really simple stuff here, and it's kind of easy and smooth because that's all it really needs, you know what I mean? What he's doing is awesome, and it's like, it's just good stuff. It's not like him, but it is like him at the same time.
Herbie backing up the two horns, Lee Morgan and Hank Mobley. It's Ciora on KPLU.
Thank you. Are there any drummers in the house?
I play percussion.
Well, that's because you couldn't play anything else.
Shut up!
88.5 KPLU.
Thank you.
sir. The Clifford Brown Max Roach Quintet on 88.5 KPLU, mm-hmm. streaming online at kplu.org. A little Sandu. Yeah. We got Blue Rondo a la Turk in there from the Brubeck Quartet, and Great Lee time. Morgan's quintet started with Ciora. Mm-hmm. My name's Abe Beeson. You know my name and my voice. I'm your host for Evening Jazz, and I got a special guest tonight, Eli Moffitt, a junior at North Thurston High School. He is the drummer in their fine jazz band. Eli, great to have you here. Let's talk a little bit about Max Roach.
Yeah, Max Roach. One of my new greatest influences, because I was just recently introduced to him, like, throughout these last few years. I mean, I've never heard anything like him. And every time he'd play, like, I'd automatically associate, like, what I'm hearing with what he's playing. Because he's got a certain style. Because, I mean, you could tell it's definitely his own. But the thing about Max Roach, what made him probably the greatest bebop drummer of all time and one of the greatest jazz soloists of all time, he's just, what he does is just, like, he does something that no other drummer would do in, like, at play a solo at a really medium tempo. I mean, most drummers just want to go fast, like, or whatever, but Max Roach didn't do that. He didn't do that. I mean, what he did, I mean, he was able to do all this stuff within a medium tempo or whatever and still play in time. What he's doing in Sandu is just absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's most people just really want to play it safe and keep a triplet pattern or something like that, but he's doing this, and he's like, or whatever. I'm like, well, I mean, what he's doing is really melodic and stuff, and you could hear almost kind of at the end, there's like a little quote from the melody in there. It's like, ba-do-boom, whatever. It's cool. I mean, he just does stuff that no other drummers have the guts to do, and that's why he's the greatest bebop drummer of all time.
Let's talk a little bit about the North Thurston High School Jazz Band. Mm-hmm. You guys get a chance to go to the Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival.
Yes, we do.
And would you guys break off into smaller groups? Do you guys work in combos at all?
We haven't ever really. I don't think we've ever really done really combos. I think like rhythm section usually talks about doing a combo or whatever. But we did one at we never did one at Lionel Hampton or whatever. But we did one for the last jazz concert of the year. We invited a guest, his name's Andy, he plays trumpet. We did Soul Station by Hank Mobley.
That was a good time.
And our rhythm section's pretty solid. I think we could probably do some combo stuff at Lionel Hampton. But, you know, I mean, yeah, basically.
And did do you guys get a chance to play out around the Olympia area?
Yeah, every now and then. I think we usually kind of get asked every now and then. Where do we get asked? We usually just get asked, like, by whoever we can.
What are some of the clubs that you've played at?
We've played at places like the Elks Club, or I'm trying to think where else. We played at our school a lot. We're gonna be playing at the Flight Museum or whatever, and I think it's a good venue. So I mean, it's a good venue for the jazz band because it's just people walking in and stuff, and the jazz band's playing. It's going to be cool and stuff. So, yeah, those are basically – it's kind of hard to pinpoint, like, the basic venues because, like, usually it's kind of random where we get asked to play, you know what I mean? It's just like – it's like, oh, you want to play at, like, the food bank or whatever. It's, like, kind of like that. So, yeah.
Excellent. So, everybody keep your eyes open for members of the North Thurston High School Jazz Band playing wherever.
Yeah,
we can get back into it with another classic from the Clifford Brown Max Roach group. And you've picked a great tune called Cherokee here and a great drum intro.
Yeah, the way it starts off, it's like the title of it's Cherokee Indian Love Song. But the thing is, I don't get that feeling when I'm listening. I mean, love song. I mean, it should be nice and stuff, but it's really aggressive or whatever. It's like it's almost like Max Roach is kind of like simulating like these Indians who are about to go to native tribes, they're about to go to war or something like that. And it's like, oh man. But it's really epic. It's like an epic intro. It's just fits perfectly with the whole entire song. It's just great.
And let's hear it. Clifford Brown Max Roach Quintet with Cherokee on KPLU. Thank you.
Jazz on 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you.
Lee Morgan at the trumpet, and Benny Golson on saxophone from the collection City Lights. That's Benny's tune, I Remember Clifford, for the great trumpeter Clifford Brown. Max Roach drumming with Clifford Brown himself at the trumpet. That was Cherokee to top the set. Mm-hmm. My name's Abe Beeson. It's Evening Jazz. On a very special night, we got a guest DJ, Eli Moffitt, the drummer with the North Thurston High School Jazz Band is here. Terrific stuff from Max Roach. Definitely. In that one again. Eli, I wanted to ask you where you find the music and where did you come to get into Max Roach and Clifford Brown?
Yeah, usually I just go to YouTube and I just listen. Usually I'll hear about the recording and I'll just go to YouTube and I'll see the original version, but then I'll just I'll listen to other versions because if you just listen to the original version, I mean you're not getting much out of it because they could do it at different times. I mean, they could do it a different way when they're doing it live. They could do it up tempo. They could do it really slow or whatever. And they maybe change it a little bit. And the solos are always different. And so that's why I want to listen to a different recording. But I usually listen to my band teacher. He does these listening quizzes or whatever, and he does these listening quizzes usually. He started. I got introduced to these like in my freshman year. He kind of did these my freshman year, and basically what he give you a song, and he just say, okay, list five things about this song that you remember or whatever. He gives you a day to figure out five things or whatever, look up five things, and you just see what you remember. I just go to town on these songs. I'm like, holy crap, this is great music or whatever. And I just want to. I'm listening to all these other versions because like the live recordings are the longer. They're mostly longer because, these guys will take forever choruses. But, yeah, basically these listening quizzes, and I'll just listen to all these songs, and that's kind of how I got introduced to the most of the songs on this list and stuff. And, yeah, basically.
How about modern jazz musicians? Are you finding some favorites out there?
Some drummers out there. Craig Hutchinson's a great, great drummer. I watched him. Does some really cool solos. Really fast, get really fast drummer. His brushwork's great. Love his brush. I mean, there's this one video is really cool. It's like all these other drum. I don't remember. I only knew Craig Hutchinson, but it was like they were all like taking turns at like it was like 8-bar solos or whatever, and they do these brush things, and he'd do all these crazy things with the brushes and stuff. He'll go from doing really simple, but then he'll doing really simple. I mean, not simple, like really difficult stuff, like the or whatever. And he's all of a sudden like he'll just he'll do something with it. He'll like spread the brushes around the drum and stuff. It's really cool because it's just like it's really comedic too because you don't really expect that. He kind of goes off on his own thing. He's a great drummer too. Other great drummers like Montez Coleman from the Roy Hargrove. Roy Hargrove Quintet is a fast drummer. He's a monster player. He's great. Love Jeff Hamilton too. Plays with John Clayton. He's a fabulous drummer as well. He does a lot of. Have you seen his like Latin work or whatever?
Ah,
like, yeah,
yes.
He does some. He does some cool stuff. I mean, I think he was one of. I'll listen to his playing. I'm like, wait, I didn't realize I was doing what he was doing. It's kind of cool. I like what he does. He does. Some good stuff. So those are some of the drummers I listen to.
Yeah, we've got a modern piece up next that I'm really excited to play for everybody. From the record Go Round, it's the Jeff Coffin Motet.
Yeah.
Tell us about this guy.
He's just a monster player. He's a great, great player. The thing is about him, he adds like jazz influence into his playing, but he's mainly a funk player. He plays so like loud but so hard and so cool and stuff. It's just it's like ear food, it's just I want to listen to this guy over and over again. One of the things that I really like what he does is his signature. He does this kind of thing on the saxophone where he does like a little like a chicken sound or like or whatever. It's like that's his signature right there. That I'll always associate that with Jeff Coffin. It's just he's just a great player. Just a great player. Yeah.
Well, this is a fantastic tune. I appreciate you bringing this one in. It's called Tall and Lanky. Mm-hmm. Jeff Coffin Motet from our guest, Eli Moffitt, out of North Thurston High School on 88.5 KPLU's Evening Jazz.
88.5 KPLU.
Such a crazy life.
Yeah, well, that's because you're one of the day people. We are the night people, and it's a whole different world.
It begins to tell around midnight, midnight. I do pretty well till after sundown. Supper time, I'm feeling sad, but it really gets bad around midnight. Memories always start around midnight. Haven't got the heart to stand those memories when my heart is still with you. And old midnight knows it too. When a quarrel we had needs mending, does it mean that our love is ending? Take wings round midnight, midnight. Let the angels sing for your returning, till our love is safe and sound. And oh,
Fitzgerald singing Thelonious Monk's classic on 88.5 KPLU, streaming at kplu.org on the web. Jeff Coffin on the saxophone leading his band through his tune Tall and Lanky, that album Go Round. Eli Moffitt's here from the North Thurston High School Band. He's been picking all the jazz this hour. Great stuff, Eli.
Thanks.
Sadly, we are out of time, so I want to give you a chance to do a shout-out to your band back home.
All right. Well, I got shout-outs to my rhythm section peeps or whatever, Sydney, Derek, Henry, and Dylan. Basically, I'm just going to give a shout-out to everybody in my jazz band, whatever. So, trumpet section, Jordan Klein, William Hammond, Devin Harper, Emily Sorensen. Trombone section, Riley Townsend, Wyatt Shorts, Peter Vies, Gavin Montez. Saxophone section, finally, Ian Tulin, Barry Sax, Errol Howell, Josh Galici, Josh Burke, and Ben Martin. And I also want to give a shout out to my great, great band teacher, Mr. Johnson. You are amazing. Awesome. You guys are all amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
This has been a lot of fun, Eli. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
And what's the last song you've got for us tonight?
Just Kiss Me by Harry Connick Jr. Oh, man. This is just... whenever I can listen to this over and over again, it's never getting old. It feels new every time I listen to it. It's just, it's a really cooking piece. I mean, I don't know, like 300 beats per minute or something like that. It's really, it's weird because, like, my friend, one of my friends, Billy, he introduced me to this song. And I'm like, he's like saying, hey, listen to this. This is cool, whatever. And I'm like, okay, whatever. All of a sudden, it plays like, it's super fast and stuff. And there's a vocal track behind it. Harry Connick Jr. is doing it. I'm like, whoa, that's really fast. I'm like, this is awesome or whatever. I'm listening to this over and over again. I mean, that's basically how I listen to this song. I listen to it over and over again.
Awesome. Fantastic. Here it comes. Are you ready for this?
Just kiss me and forget all about that other stuff. Kiss me. Your big red lips, I think, will be enough. Don't worry with your lipstick. I'm gonna kiss it all away. Throw away your lipstick. That ain't your color anyway. I've got to know just how much you miss me. Kiss me, and I'll take your lips to paradise. Kiss me, and paradise will never feel so nice. You're beautiful, you don't need all that makeup, and you don't need to take up sugar all of your time in front of the mirror. Can't you see that you're my dear up? Baby, can't you see we're in love? Miss me, kiss me, and you're gonna put all the stars back in the sky. Kiss me, and maybe then you'll know the reason why I want you, and my love's gonna haunt you, and I'm gonna flaunt you in front of all the boys that live on my street, and they're gonna be jealous cause you're so sweet. Do you think I should repeat? Do you think I should repeat? Repeat. Repeat.
I'm in love.